Crossing.podbean.com. Which magical person are we able to speak to now who, as you write these sad Jill, she might be based in Ghoul, but why can't she still take part in the Book of the Month? Why can't we, you know, what was this whole thing? Who do you think we're speaking to?
Oh, it must be Sheila.
The legendary Sheila Jones. How are you, Sheila? All right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, in fact, I don't think you've ever done a Book of the Month, have you?
No, I haven't.
So we're going to have 4 years of doing this whole thing. Known to so many folk, of course, as the lady who coordinated the health fairs, 21 of them. Before we decided we'd move on to other things now, of course, on Voice of America and indeed major things with respect to London festivals with Lynn Serafin and others. We'll also have Jill Prowse in the studio.
Hi, Sheila. It's nice
Hi,
to speak
Jill.
To you.
And you.
Did you do a Wheel of Life, Jill, with Sheila Jones?
Oh, I don't think I have, no.
Did you do a Wheel of Life, Jill Appleton?
No.
Neither of them.
I don't think Dee World has ever done a Wheel of Life.
No, not yet.
No. And as Sheila would rightly say, so have you passed on Dee's email address to me so I can give her details of the Toastmasters? No, I haven't. You know, I've got things to do, Sheila. You know, it's been a bit busy time. All sort of through for this. All right. Jill Prowse, let's come to you. Would you like to quiz Sheila on life, the universe, and what she's been doing with,
Well, it's such a long time since we spoke, Sheila. Yeah, it is. It was at one of the last health fairs, I think, that they had here. So how's everything going? What are you up to?
Well, there's all sorts of things going on. In my Toastmasters life, I have, much to my amazement, been voted as area governor for next year. So that gives me responsibility for half a dozen clubs around our little part of the woods, round about South Yorkshire.
Excellent.
You've got one up in, a new one up in Middlesbrough, but that's the northern area is so successful that that's having its own area now.
See, so, this is, and let's just say Sheila Jones officially area governor.
Area governor.
Area
yeah.
governor of the whole scenario.
So, it's all good. And on the SPOTUS front, I'm speaking at a conference. Well, it's not really a conference. It's a Lynn likes to call it a movement. I think Lynn Serafin's been a guest on Southside.
I know, and I agree with that, but I'm sorry, Lynn, and if you're listening to this, I appreciate if it goes online. Movement, I just think bowel. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's you, Alex.
Well, anyway.
Right, okay. Whatever. What it is, it's a load of people who want to see business doing things differently. And I'm going to be talking on Sunday morning about scarcity versus abundance in marketing and business. And scarcity being all about, well, how scarcity affects the way people market. And I think it's a really big thing that a lot of marketers have used. They've made us find things that we didn't know we ever wanted and create a need for it. And that's not done us all an awful lot of good, I think, in the long run. And then abundance, I think we're going to be talking about balance, about that we maybe need to be looking at how businesses can maintain balance and not just take. And we'll be talking about physical things, but also in terms of putting into the community as well as taking out. So it's going to be a very interesting thing. The format of the conference is going to be very interesting. And Lynn is attempting, which I hope works out, she's attempting to do live streaming for the whole event. And you can buy access to the live streaming, and there'll be a series of videos that you can watch for the next 3 months. So it's all going to be a very interesting thing to do. So I hope it all works out.
Jill Appleton, thoughts, questions from yourself? I mean, as somebody who is, say, working in the public sector, etc., every so often called to meetings to say, we've got no money whatsoever.
Yeah, it's been a big problem for us this year, wanting to put on... We really wanted to put on a literary festival because we just think
and
it's
we
such
did.
A
well, you did,
good
actually.
Thing, you know, for the town. But to do it with very little money...
It's miraculous, actually, Sheila. And I'd like to say, you know, the miracle has been formed by Sarah Dennis, Jill Appleton and the team working phenomenally, fingers to the bone on this thing.
Yeah, there's been lots of us involved in it, but it has been very, very difficult. It's very hard times. And trying to get... perhaps some of the names in our brochure aren't as well known as maybe we've had in the past.
Yet, Jill, yet.
Well, that's it. Already, yeah, they are very interesting people and they're very, I think they're going to be really good, but it's trying to get that message out there, you know, that to give them a try and come along and listen. You might not have heard of it. If you can give us any tips, anyway, on how to promote our festival and carry on with little budget, that would help.
So the Literary Festival 2013 can go ahead. That's important. We will continue onwards.
When's that going to be?
Well, this year's Literary Festival starts tomorrow with the Middlesbrough Opening Festival and the Olympic Torch from the Central Library. It is a Central Library. It's not MEMA. It's Central Library.
Yeah.
Yes, that's okay. Next year's 2013, we'll be talking, presumably, fingers crossed, because obviously we're looking
at this
somewhere between similar times.
We usually have it around about June.
Mid to the end of June.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all... One of the things that's much easier is the whole leveraging thing. Do you remember Simon Brock, Alex?
Yes, I do, Sheila.
Yeah. Well, he was trying to set up one of these big lunches for the Jubilee last weekend, and he had a huge problem getting permission, and he was only left with a fortnight to organise it. And he did. And he did it just by begging everybody who knew anybody to sort of get the word out. And it is a question of leveraging every single channel that you've got. So, you know, if you've got something that you're doing with Spiritus, through Alex's membership, we can put the word out in our newsletter and on our Facebook page. And it is just a question of getting everybody who's involved to use their channels. And it's amazing how many people you can connect with these days, which, I mean, in the past just wouldn't have been possible. Mm. You were down to foot power, weren't you, and people going and putting out leaflets and that sort of thing.
So all I can say, Jill, is, once again, remind me, put a thing, send this to Sheila, and I'll send it on to her.
Yeah.
And then
we'll
go from that, just say.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we fully expect to see a full consortium of folk. In fact, we'd expect Ghoul to be evacuated for the duration of the Literary Festival and all the residents of Ghoul to come like a little mini army from East Yorkshire.
Wouldn't that be
fantastic? The East Ridings to sort of say, yes, we have come to support Jill Appleton, Southside, and so on.
Well, do send me the details, because I will certainly pass it on to the Toastmasters group.
Oh, that's very kind, thank you.
In Middlesbrough, for sure.
Thank you.
There we are, so be sorted through from that point of view. Dee, any questions you've got for Sheila about Life the Universe? Of course, we're getting very, very close now to your company being something. It's there. We've got the cards here. I'm holding one in my hand now. It's Purple Tree Creative Productions Limited, where creativity happens. Independent radio advertising. Director Dee Wold. All the contact details there as well. Web address. You can check this out, Sheila. www.purpletreecreativeproductionslimited.com.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So would you have any advice for when I basically, which is going to be very soon, to just go and shell myself out there, market myself out completely? What would you say?
And starting off, of course, with the fact that the well-known telecommunications company who've recently actually entered into a deal with Sky for over £3 billion for routines have proven to be particularly challenging when it comes to actually setting up an ISDN line.
Just a little bit.
Honestly, you know. Don't get Sheila started on things to do with telecommunications. She's had her...
Well, I'm going through it now. It ain't great.
And it can take a very long time, and it can be very frustrating, can't it?
Very, very.
T'other doesn't speak to which.
See, that's Sheila talking in some sort of dialect, which I think was Lancashire from her sort of original birth in Northern Ireland. I think it means one doesn't speak to the other, translating, really. It seems a blank looks there, bless her. You know, sometimes she thinks, you know, you could just break into to scenarios of deep South Yorkshire and we don't know what's going on here.
I think you get the gist of it.
Oh, I was going to say, do Toastmasters not deal with, you know, proper Queen's English as what it is spoke? Like,
I think we're allowed that one
in
appropriate use of imaginative language.
Very good. Very good. Have you any advice for Dee at this stage?
Oh gosh.
Think back to when you set up your sandwich distribution manufacturing base thing, Sheila. Think back to all sorts of other goodies you've done.
Well, marketing all comes down to the same thing, getting out the right message to the right people in the right place at the right time. And when you're talking about the sort of things you're doing, you've got to make sure that when people have got business to place, it's you they think of. So it's got to be a drip, drip, drip for you.
She is actually going to the Community Media Association conference in Bath tomorrow to hopefully connect with our good friend Andrew David, who, again, you know, Sheila, from our Siren Land, etc. And absolutely. Andrew, of course, is the just like your good self, is that Andrew's been elected to be the chairman of the Community Media Association for the next 3 years.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That's a tremendous...
Well, it's all connected with Southside, Sheila, so you know that.
Absolutely.
All the magic is there, sorted through.
Absolutely.
So that's a good step, then. Who knows, you might be reporting live to us from the studio.
I'd Hopefully, yes, oh, yes. Looking forward to it.
Well, Dee, look, every best wish to you. And
thank you.
Yeah, have a word with Alex, or have a word with me, because we can certainly do something for you at Spiritus, I'm sure.
You'll get a lot more sense out of Sheila than you could ever get out of me, as you're well aware.
Well, Alex, I dare say, getting to know you quite well now. Yep. Yep. Thank you, Sheila, very much.
No, and good luck, because it's not easy setting up anything from scratch. And I think the one thing that people tend to underestimate is how long it takes from people getting to know about you to make a decision to buy from you. It isn't quick, unfortunately.
Would you agree with that, Jill Price? I mean, I know obviously one of your roles at HMRC has been, you know, advising companies and so on. I mean, clearly one of the issues you might have is if you're dealing with small businesses, so, but we're not doing any business, but it is what we've just been hearing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I as you know, as sort of my day job, I help and guide and sort of teach businesses what to do when it comes to their tax, national insurance, etc. But as part of that, that's only a very, very small part of setting up in business. You know, obviously that's an important part, but over the many years of doing this, I have come to chat to businesses about how things are going, and I've been asked advice on everything under the sun other than tax, national insurance matters.
We look at you as the guru of everything, basically, Jill.
And I think what Sheila says is exactly right. I mean, if anybody goes into becoming a director or a self-employed business with the naivety to think that overnight you're going to be a success, then you're going to be a very disappointed person. But if you go in knowing that hard work and talent and being very, very realistic but passionate about what you do, that's the people who succeed, I've always found, are the ones who have a real passion in what they're doing, and they believe in it. And if they believe in it, finally people will start to believe in them, and over the years they'll build and build.
I feel almost emotionally overwhelmed at this particular stage.
Great stuff.
I've always been inspired by Sheila. I've said that ever since we did our first telephone conversation where I was travelling down to London. She was on a train saying, oh, I used to do all that. So, yes, it was all thanks to one of our graduates from Lincoln, who was actually in Hull, who's now based in America, Ross Barry. God save him.
Wow.
See, you could do a lot worse than just look at what Alex has done to build up Southside.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. I shall.
At which point I say, Sheila Jones, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us today?
I have indeed. It's made a very pleasant change from a normal coffee break.
Well, exactly. And you're back with us again in the very near future?
Mm-hmm.
Splendid. This is good stuff, Sheila Jones. A final plug, Spiritus. How do people actually go online to access the details from Spiritus Marketing?
We now have a nice, simple website.
Yes, it is.
Spiritus.co. Yeah.
What's not to love?
Charles Ather of Ather & Co. has important information for anyone injured in an accident at work. Go on, Charles.
Many people don't realise that in law, employers have a huge duty of care. Even if your actions contributed to the accident, you may still be able to claim compensation.
So even if you think you may have been partly to blame...
Yes, talk to us, and we'll be able to advise on whether you have a claim.
Call Middlesbrough 222-575 or text claim to 81400 now. That's claim to 81400 now.
Choose the one you know, Ather & Co.